At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC's 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have some wild breaking news about the president's health. You know, it's not often I make a video solely about the health of a person without linking it to some topic of greater importance. For example, when I talk about Trump's health and the lack of transparency around it, usually I also try to link it in with the lack of transparency regarding economic numbers that affects people day to day, the lack of transparency regarding the Epstein files that affects the survivors on a daily basis, the lack of transparency regarding our strikes overseas, and much, much more. But today, I think it's fair to dedicate a video solely to this article about Trump's health that is going viral, because Trump's health is now that topic of greater importance. Trump's health is failing, and this administration is trying to consolidate power while heading into the midterms because they know they betrayed people, they know they stabbed people in the back, they know Trump's health is failing, and the window to enact their authoritarian agenda is closing. That is why we have economic data being hidden. That is why the press is being attacked, because the last thing this administration wants is transparency coming from the press regarding any of this. That loops us perfectly into this article that reads, "As signs of aging emerge, Trump responds with defiance." Now, this article caught my eye because I saw it quoted in a tweet from Richard Hanania. And this quote, I just want to lead with. I think it's important to lead with this quote because holy shit. Quote, "Trump's skin is so delicate that Pam Bondi, now his attorney general, caused his hand to bleed when she nicked him with her ring while giving him a high five." Richard points out, something like this leading to his downfall would be quite an ironic end. The strong man who likes to paint himself as invincible can't even shake hands without his hands becoming swollen and inflamed and black and bruised. Skyly points out, Trump's right hand looks like it's going to explode. He's so swollen. Hence switching whatever he's having done to his left hand. Let's open up this Wall Street Journal article. I'll also link it in the description below with a gift article so you can read it yourself. But this says, in an interview, the president says he has eschewed some advice from his doctors and regrets getting some advanced imaging. If you'll remember, this was a huge debacle in the White House briefing room a few months ago because Caroline Leavitt first said there was no advanced imaging. Then, Walter Reed accidentally leaked that there was advanced imaging, and then the entire White House had to essentially scramble to say that, oh, they knew there was advanced imaging the entire time, but they can't talk about it. Let's read this article, and as always, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed so we can continue to punch back against all of this MAGA BS, this right-wing disinformation. We will continue to push back in 2026. And Happy New Year to everybody. I hope everybody spent some good time with your family. It is going to be a great new year, full of opportunity for all of us. I can promise that. This says, President Trump is taking more aspirin than his doctors recommend. He briefly tried wearing compression socks for his swelling ankles, but stopped because he didn't like them, and he regrets undergoing advanced imaging because it generated scrutiny of his health. Quote, in retrospect, it's too bad I took it because it gave them a little ammunition, Trump said in an interview in the Wall Street Journal on his decision to get a cardiovascular and abdominal scan in October. Quote, I would have been a lot better off if they didn't, because the fact that I took it said, oh gee, is something wrong? Well, nothing's wrong. This is such classic anti-intellectual, anti-procedure Trump that it's just, it's so perfect. He doesn't actually care about the process or getting good results or actually knowing whether or not he's sick. He just cares about how people perceive him. I mean, just 24 hours ago, Donald Trump removed the National Guard in every blue state that he had it in across the country, Chicago, Los Angeles, Portland, and it's exactly like this. He doesn't actually care about the process. He doesn't care about the results. He doesn't care about curing a sickness or curing crime. He cares about the optics and how it's perceived by both his political opponents and his political allies. This says Trump, 79, the oldest man to ever assume the presidency. Remember, Joe Biden was older by the time he left office, but Trump took office older than Biden was when he took office. has showed signs of aging in public and in private, according to people close to him. Yet he has at times eschewed the advice of his doctors and scoffed at the medical community's widely accepted health recommendations, relying instead on what he calls his, quote, good genetics. Trump and his doctors say he is in excellent health, and aides say he maintains a vigorous schedule. Trump gets little sleep and has recently struggled to keep his eyes open during several televised events in the West Wing. Now, Caitlin Collins, the journalist from CNN, actually has done some interesting interviews about how Trump has a crazy schedule, and even she can't keep up sometimes. Like, he'll just wake up at 3 a.m. on Air Force One and start yapping for, like, hours, and then he'll be gone, then he'll come back hours later. He apparently only sleeps about 4 to 5 hours per night, but nothing about that is impressive when you are falling asleep in meetings, when you can't fully function, and when you are clearly going through some sort of cognitive decline due to age that is probably compounded by lack of sleep. Aides, donors, and friends say they often have to speak loudly in meetings with the president because he strains to hear. Aside from golf, Trump doesn't get regular exercise. He is known to consume a diet heavy on salty and fatty foods, such as hamburgers and French fries. Like, how does this guy just get to eat like shit and barely sleep, and he's able to function all day? I'm 23 years old, and I have to get decent sleep, and if I eat like shit, like an average human being, I feel like shit the next day. Like, I'm very cognizant of my health and how I take care of myself, and yet the worst human beings just get to glide through on McDonald's all the time. The large dose of aspirin he chooses to take daily has caused him to bruise easily, he said, and he has been encouraged by his doctors to take a lower dose. But Trump has declined to switch because he has been taking it for 25 years. I'm a little superstitious, he said in an interview. Aren't we all a little bit superstitious at times? Of course. They say aspirin is good for thinning out the blood, and I don't want thick blood pouring through my heart, Trump said. I want nice thin blood pouring through my heart. Does that make sense? Yeah, sure. I don't know. Why are you asking us if it makes sense? You have doctors. You have the best doctors in the world, bro. Trump denied that he struggles to hear. He also denied falling asleep at recent White House events and said he has always gotten by on little sleep. It's not working anymore because you very clearly are falling asleep at these events. Now, here is the interesting portion. The president has sought to conceal ailments that have led to speculation about his health, covering bruising on his hand with makeup. In his first term, he played down the severity of COVID-19 symptoms and declined to disclose that he got a colonoscopy. His physical signs of aging are becoming more evident now to some of his closest advisors. His skin is so delicate that Pam Bondi, now his attorney general, caused his hand to bleed when she nicked him with her ring while giving him a high five at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The president has often accused his predecessor, President Joe Biden, who was 5 months younger than Trump when he took office, of hiding the extent of his health issues. Biden obviously decided not to seek re-election, but now we're seeing Trump repeat a lot of the same mistakes made during the Biden admin. I mean, even if you want to put health aside, let's talk about the economy. One of the biggest problems with Biden's economic messaging near the end of his term is that the way he spoke about the economy was incongruent with the average person's lived experience. So Biden was pointing to all of these indicators that technically had gotten better over the past 3 years. These indicators had technically improved a little bit since the peak of COVID, but inflation was so embedded within the economy that when Biden said the economy was getting better, it kind of left a bad taste in people's mouth. That's just the reality. That is what the polling shows. That is what the exit polling shows as well. On the other hand, no pun intended with Trump's hands right now, but on the other hand, Donald Trump is straight up gaslighting, yelling, and frothing at the mouth about how affordability is a hoax, the economy is in a golden age, and there is no chance whatsoever that the economy has gotten worse. I mean, it's just insane the way he's gaslighting the American people, and now he's also repeating the same health thing that Biden did, but way, way worse. Donald Trump, his health seems to be actively failing in some very scary ways, and instead, he's mad that he actually got the scan in October. He's mad that he got the advanced imaging because it makes him look weaker in his eyes or something. I want to end this off by reading some excerpts that were plucked by Aaron Rupar. Shout out to Aaron Rupar. He posted, oh my goodness, this Wall Street Journal piece about Trump's failing health that includes an interview with him. There are a number of ridiculous details in it, and I'll put them in this thread. Trump admits he's taking more aspirin than his doctors recommend. recommend, of course. The piece also doesn't directly address what's going on with Trump's black hand, but says that his delicate skin causes him to bleed constantly. Quote, Trump says that he applies makeup to his hands after he gets whacked again by somebody. He added, I have makeup that's, you know, easy to put on. It takes about 10 seconds. Trump denies what we've all seen with our own eyes, that he regularly falls asleep on camera during events, instead saying he's just blinking. Quote, sometimes they'll take a picture of me blinking, and they'll catch me with the blink. Finally, Trump's diet. Oh my God. The piece closes with RNC chair Joe Gruter saying he was shocked to witness Trump eat French fries, a McDonald's quarter pounder hamburger, a Big Mac, and a fish fillet in one sitting. In sum, despite all of the obvious lying, if this piece was meant to dispel concerns about Trump's health, it actually does the opposite. This is not a guy who's taking care of himself at 79 years old. I'm going to leave it there. Everybody, please take care of yourself heading into this new year. Please take care of your family. There's going to be a bunch of opportunity for everybody. We just have to continue to push along. I love you all. Subscribe below and peace out.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.